Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Like, I understand the rivalry if you're a Roosters fan and a South Sydney supporter, and the Roosters fans have come out in recent weeks, but there's no reason at all for Panthers fans to start booing Latrell after they've just gone through to a grand final. I understand how competitive and how to be passionate about a side, but are we getting into dangerous territory now where, and I'm being serious, about mental health comes in. We saw what happened in the Swans with Adam Goods. I'm telling you.
It's totally different.
You can't compare
the two. You can't compare the two.
I don't think you compare those. I think it's a different situation there, Dobbo.
Well, Adam Goods was a totally, totally different situation.
Why are they booing Latrell Mitchell every single... What has Latrell Mitchell done to the Penrith Panthers supporters after they go into a grand final that he deserves to be treated like that?
He wears red and green. That's it. He wears red and green. If Latrell Mitchell had a black and white jersey on, they cheer for him.
Dobbo, I don't like it. Latrell's a superstar, right? And people go to the game to watch him. Whether you like him or you're not a fan, he puts bums on seats and he's a genuine entertainer. Now, he has put himself out there a lot in recent weeks when he has to front the media, and that's part of his obligations as a player, is every week when you're in the finals and you're in the big games, you have to front up and face the cameras every week and answer the questions, and he does that. I don't like the Penrith fans and what they've done there last night. I think it is starting to get into unnecessary territory. They've won the game, right? They're into another grand final. They don't need to boo South's best player.
Hoops. Sometimes, listen, I was so excited to go to work and watch Latrell Mitchell. And I haven't felt that since I was a kid, to go watch Wally Lewis and then Matty Bowen turn it on for me. And there's certain players, and Greg English, and you want to go and you want to watch this guy perform. And Latrell is that for me. And I saw I watched him get interviewed by Brad Fittler after they beat the Roosters. And it was totally opposite.
He stood
there and it was nearly a standing ovation of about 30,000 South fans.
Yes.
So my opinion is, if that's my son, I just put it, if you want to stand there and take the accolade, son, and those pats on the back, sometimes when you're playing at a rival's field and they boo you and they don't like seeing you on a stage, you got to take that. It's
post-match?
A yin and a yang. It's the yin and the yang. Well, both of them were post-match.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I can understand it in a game. And James Graham, you've been booed before by opposite. So have you, Gordy. Hoops and I, we just get booed by supporters who don't like us, who, you know, when we say something about their sides.
Good.
But what I'm saying is, I understand booing a player when they touch the ball in the heat of the game. But I think post-match, seriously?
Dobbo, if anyone's qualified...
Every Prime Minister gets booed. They go up on stage. They're the boss of our country.
Don't compare league
they walk up there to give a trophy and they get heckled.
If anyone's qualified to talk about it, Dobbo, it's Gordy. Gordy, you went through it
as
a player at stages.
I was an outspoken Queenslander that put myself out there and someone said it. I called them on and Latrell's doing the same. And yeah, I didn't like it. Right, to be quite honest, I didn't like it, but I had to live with it. And then if I want to, when I run out to Queensland and they patted me on the back and you go get them and they cheer when you go up to the referee. So when I walked up to the referee, the crowd's behind you and they're encouraging you and you go play in front of New South Wales. And as I said, they called Wally a banker. Benny Elias was a banker. Paul Gallen was a banker. All those things. It's part of it. Did I like every moment of it? No, but I fed off it. The more they booed, the more it drove me to keep them quiet.
Yeah, look, I don't necessarily agree with the Penrith Panthers' decision to boo him at the end of the game, but having said that, I understand why it happens. They're doing it because he is the most important player at South Sydney. Yeah. And they know that he was, you know, the sole reason as to why South Sydney may win that game. But I don't know. I think it's in poor taste to boo him at the end of the game. But having said that, I've been booed at the end of games before. You know, South Sydney fans gave it to me after that 2014 grand final. You know, I'm up on stage and whatever, they boo me. But then you even look at it when the referees come to get their medals. Generally, it's met with
it's horrible,
a chorus of boos from both sets of fans.
So when they opened that stadium before the Olympics in 2000.
Yep.
There was a double header there, Hoops.
Yes,
Manly
played
Newcastle.
Yep.
Maybe St. George and Parramatta.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yep.
Right? We played Canberra on the Friday night. I think it was a Saturday night, a huge double header. I think there's 100,000 people there. There was a player from every club represented, whether they're old. I was representing the Broncos, right? So I walked out there, and I walked out with an Olympian. So I walked out there with Hayley Lewis.
Yep.
Well, it was the biggest boo I've ever received in my life.
Wow.
Biggest boo. I turned to Hayley Lewis and said, God, they don't like you. And then it's because, mate, because she's an Olympic swimmer, she's never been, like, they're there on the, you know, like, no one boos. So it is, to me, it was part of it. And if I was really close to Luttrell, there's only one way to shut him up. And I think when he stands there and and they see that it affects him, they'll keep on doing it. If they see that it falls on deaf ears and it's water off a duck's back, even though it's not, and it can hurt him, but internally he just holds it, he stands the presence and he smiles and he says, thank you to the fans, thank you for coming out, and I love your support, they'll stop doing it.
I think Luttrell can take a lot out of Gordon's experiences, Dobbo, and I think that the way that he tried to handle it last night, Gordy, I thought he did his best in the circumstances. Absolutely.
Like, he stood there. He was talking to his fans. He never walks away from the mic.
Yep.
He stands there and he hears it. That's one thing. You don't want him not to go and talk to the South fans. You don't want him not to go talk to me as he was a fan of the game. I wanted to know what went wrong. So yep. I'm sitting there at Fox Sports, or you're sitting there at Triple M. You want to hear from him.
Yep.
But there's certain ways, and it's not right. And are Penrith wrong? Yes. But do they have a right to boo? I think they do. I actually think that when you pay the money, if they're not overstepping the line, and I don't think booing. Remember when I said I don't want the crowd to go woke in our game, and you want them to go and boo after the game? Is it unfair? Yeah. Before the game when they run out, is it unfair?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I'm not going to tell a fan that he can't go to the game, pay his money, and boo or cheer a player.
Well, as Jimmy Graham pointed out, like, they're booing him because he's South Sydney's best player. He was That's the right. one bloke who could have stopped them making another grand final. So everybody's had, in all likelihood, a little bit of personality enhancer and a couple of drinks while they're watching the footy. They've had a win. And when Luttrell bobs up at the end, you know, that's some people's reaction. It wasn't all of them. It wasn't, we should point that out, it wasn't all the Penrith supporters. No, yeah. And there's plenty of champion Penrith supporters out there who do love their club.
And also, it's almost a bit of a, you know, screw you, Luttrell. You tried to come and spoil our party. Like, where we were commentating for Triple M, we were right next to the coaches' boxes. Mm. And or right next to the South Sydney coaches' boxes, there was some Penrith fans in front of us, and, you know, some of the shapes that they were making with their fingers towards that Penrith, towards the South Sydney coaches' box, you know,
so exactly, can you give me one more beer?
It wasn't exactly, you know, something you'd be particularly, you know, happy with.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app, thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.